With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. The Justice Department has dropped its criminal investigation into Fed Chair Jerome Powell.
Federal prosecutors were conducting a probe into Chairman Powell and the Fed's extensive building renovations. President Trump, who has harshly criticized Powell for not lowering interest rates fast enough, had refused to end the criminal investigation even after a federal judge said prosecutors had produced essentially zero evidence to suspect Powell of a crime. The decision to end the probe will likely clear the way for Senate confirmation of Kevin Warsh to replace Powell as chair next month. Greg Clugston, Washington.
At a Pentagon press briefing, Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth said the blockade of the Strait of Hormuz is working well.
As part of that effort, the United States has imposed an ironclad blockade that grows more powerful by the day. From the Gulf of Oman to the open oceans, our Navy is enforcing this blockade without hesitation or apology.
Hegseth told reporters, unlike previous administrations, this White House has set clear objectives in the conflict. Tornadoes struck in Oklahoma on Thursday, and we get more in this report from correspondent Donna Warder.
A powerful tornado in Oklahoma ripped roofs off buildings, knocked down power poles,
we have power lines down right here,
and sent emergency crews rushing into a rural community near Vance Air Force Base.
Look at that. It's a satellite tornado. Good night.
Video provided by KWTV. KOTV shows multiple occurrences across a field.
On the ground going through the wind farm out here.
Destroying buildings in its path.
East in the trees.
As debris flew through the air, the confirmed tornado moved across parts of Enid, a city of about 50,000 people. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
On Wall Street, the Dow is down 198 points. This is SRN News. A disturbing story out of Canada.
An 84-year-old woman from Vancouver arrived at the hospital with severe back pain and says the first treatment that she was offered was physician-assisted suicide. Marianne Lancaster tells the Western Standard that after taking her basic information, hospital personnel asked if she'd like to take her own life. She did not, and was eventually treated for a hairline fracture of her pelvis. Canadian pro-life advocates are expressing outrage. Michael Harrington reporting.
Court rulings are bolstering mandates to display the Ten Commandments in public schools. The biggest push began last year in Texas, where a challenge to the law was rejected this week by a federal appeals court. While the issue remains far from settled, the ruling is a victory for conservatives who reject arguments that the displays violate the separation of church and state. Louisiana became the first state to pass a requirement back in 2024. This is SRN News. Here's Rich Thomason now with the Midday Wall Street Business Report.
President Trump has extended a waiver making it easier for foreign vessels to transport oil and natural gas to the U.S. The 90-day waiver of the Jones Act has sent crude prices modestly lower. Brent crude now hovers at around $104 per barrel. Its price is down several dollars since the White House waiver announcement. In the latest round of tech industry job cuts, Meta is laying off about 8,000 workers. Microsoft is offering buyouts to a similar number. DeepSeek, the Chinese artificial intelligence startup that shook up world markets last year, has launched preview versions of its latest major update. DeepSeek's V4 will be tested to see how it stacks up against the American competition. Airlines around the globe are canceling flights as the war in the Mideast squeezes global jet fuel supplies and pushes up prices. For the Wall Street Business Report, I'm Rich Thomason.
And you'll find more on these stories at srnnews.com.